fear is as tangible as Ebola, maybe even more tangible. That's what we're learning in the past several months. Almost 40% of adults think they or an immediate family member will get sick from Ebola over the next year, according to a Harvard poll. Schools in Texas and Ohio closed this week after officials discovered that the students and an adult might have been on the same aircraft or had contact with that second nurse from Dallas who contracted Ebola. Dan Ariely says Ebola may be the mother of all hot buttons, bigger than zombies, asteroids, poisonous spiders and snakes, and chainsaw murderers. Why? Dan is professor of psychology and behavioral economics at Duke University, author of Predictably Irrational, The Hidden Forces That Shape Our Decisions. Dan Ariely, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Great to chat with you.
So why does Ebola hit all these buttons?
Well, first of all, I just want to correct one thing about your introduction. More important than zombies, that I'm not so sure.
Okay, fine.
But if you think about it, there's a couple of interesting things about Ebola. And just the fact that we know the names of the people who contracted it. We know the names of the person in Dallas, the names of the two nurses. We follow in the news what's happening to them. And there's something called the identifiable victim effect. And the identifiable victim effect is the idea that when a tragedy is small in size and it's limited to a person that we can actually recognize, name, see their face, understand their life circumstances, we actually care more. And it's kind of a paradoxical finding because it means that as a tragedy becomes bigger, we actually start thinking about it more rationally, more statistically, and we start caring less. You think about what we're afraid of and what we're not afraid of. What we're afraid of, and now we're getting to blaming, if you want to blame somebody. The reason to blame the media is that there's this saying, if it bleeds, it leads, right? And this is because the media understand that sensation is more attractive and telling a story about one person who is suffering is more appealing than telling the story of the thousands of people that die from heart attacks. Like if you think about the number of people who died yesterday from heart attacks, then were many, many more than the people who died from Ebola, but that's not news.
But I wonder if that explains why the oil markets have collapsed. I mean, people are talking about this stock correction and the collapse of the oil markets and interest rate fluctuations as having something to do with some generalized fear that Ebola is going to pull all of the air out of the economy.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that that's the issue that people think Ebola, but you know, people have a tendency to basically think that today is just the same as yesterday and the day before. We have a tendency to think that the world is stationary, even when it's not. And the question is, under what conditions do you basically question this assumption? Under what condition would you wake up one day and say, you know what, maybe today is different than yesterday. Let me revise my opinion about the world. And I think Ebola, while maybe not having a direct effect on how people think about the economy, I think it did get people to rethink about their beliefs about the world.
Well, you know, if you go to Google and just type in the numbers 191, it comes up 1918 flu pandemic. And there are so many people who are downloading information about the flu pandemic, which, of course, killed millions of people 100 years ago.
Yeah. And, you know, that's another part of the fear. By the way, it's interesting, right, that we're afraid of a pandemic. And we're willing to do a lot as individuals. We're willing to do a lot as a country. The UN is trying to do a lot. And you think about global warming, and we don't have the same care, even though if you multiply the probability of something bad will happen by the amount of the damage, the potential for global warming is incredibly high. But it doesn't create the same fear. And partially it's because it doesn't have a face. It doesn't have name. We don't see the individual victim suffering, at least not yet. And because of that, we just care a lot for one and not care a lot for the other. And that's kind of the problem, because the question is, are we going to divert resources from one thing that needs it to another thing that the resources are not going to be that useful? Are we going, for example, to start caring about Ebola, take money away from education, or you think about closing schools, all kinds of things like that, that basically have long-term cost, but we don't see the cost in the same way. So that's the problem with fear. It gets us to redirect effort and attention, not always in useful ways.
Which is something to be scared of in and of itself. Dan Ariely, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Great talking to you.
Dan Ariely is professor of psychology and behavioral economics at Duke University, author of Predictably Irrational, The Hidden Forces That Shape Our Decisions.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.